You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio.
Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts.
Enough of my yakking. What do you say? Let's boogie.
MaxWorldLive.com.
Six minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock, Central Standard Time. 6 minutes after the hour, wherever you are, live, here in MaxWorldLive.com. We appreciate you taking the time to start your morning with us this beautiful Monday morning. We did have some tough weather throughout certain parts of our nation yesterday, but nothing too severe as I understand it. In central Iowa, we did have a tornado sighted about, I'm not sure, but I'm going to guess about 12 miles as the crow flies from our house.
That'd be about right, because it was coming from the west, actually a little bit from the southwest, yep, as it came across, and then through your
Dallas Center,
Grimes,
right out by our house,
and then a little bit north, yeah.
So it was an interesting day, to say the least. But we were glad to glad to have the nice weather back today, and all the good people who were on the TV last night, who were they were really really working their butt off last night to try to make sure that we had good weather coverage last night, and that we did. All right, let's bring Michael. Let's bring Michael into the studio. Michael Letts is on the radio with us today. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you this morning, Rooster?
Good. This is Mac, and Rooster's over there. And how was your weekend?
It was fantastic. It was pretty weather. We had a little bit of stormy weather right at the end there, but hey. I'm grateful for another day, right?
What did you preach on this last Sunday?
I preached on this show, you know, on Mac and Rooster, about the fact that dealing with civil unions. No, I'm picking at you. Actually, what we preached at today was we had a mission emphasis.
Okay.
Spreading
cool.
Missions.
Okay. Missionary work around the work, that world, that type of thing?
That is correct. And actually, one of the things that we did do, you'll find very interesting off your show, is I challenged, as part of missions, I challenge churches all across the United States to follow suit. We actually donated bulletproof vests to police officers in a press conference on Sunday from the pulpit.
Wow.
Good for you. Good for you.
You know, that's part of missions, is helping out your fellow man, and I can't think of anybody better to help than those that put their lives on the line every day to protect us.
Absolutely. As a pastor, I know that Mac has got this burning question, and we're going to go to it. So I'm looking for the short answer here. You're a pastor. Do you believe that we should carry guns and we should have the right to carry guns? And if somebody gets called up to go to the military, you know, there's still those out there that believe that being a conscientious objector and that type of thing. What's your position on that?
My position is I believe we are actually called to arms to make sure that we're able to defend the liberties that we hold and possess. I think you'll find in Scripture there is obviously consequences for those who violate those principles, including death. And
okay.
I think we need to have the same opportunity to protect what we have.
Oh, good. I'm with you 100%. You know, there are those out there that believe in, you know, I can't kill anybody and, you know, and that type of thing. And I totally disagree with that. Obviously, they haven't spent much time reading their Bible, have they?
That is correct, because the death penalty is actually in the Bible.
Absolutely. You said the death penalty is actually in the Bible?
Sure is.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah. Uh-oh, look out. Mac's going to sit there and go another direction. Mac, do you want to save this for another day?
No, I'm fine. I just, you know, Michael, the problem with Christianity are the Christians, right?
That's correct. I'll agree with that statement.
And I'm an individual who wears my faith on my sleeve. However, I just happen to believe that no person should take another person's life under any circumstances. I believe it is our obligation to pay whatever needs to be paid that is reasonable to keep that person away from society if they are harmed to it. But it's just not my job. It can't be my job
but Mac,
to decide who lives and dies.
You have that. You believe that. In the operative way you spoke, Pastor, and see if I'm right here, is you believe, okay? Your belief has to be based upon a foundation, hopefully of some level of truth. So, I ask, what level of truth is that based upon? Just you personally, or a foundation that you build your life on, i.e., let's use an example, the Bible.
Well,
so if Pastor Les could give us a scripture and give us an area in the Bible that proves that that is acceptable, would you in that case go, at the very least, I need to think about this closer, or definitely go, I need to read that, study that, and go, yeah, he's right.
Pastor, first of all, tell me where in the New Testament it says that we have the right to kill somebody.
Actually, if you were looking at, remember the last conversation we had, the New Testament and the Old Testament complement each other. They never contradict each other. And if you go through the Old Testament and look at the law and look at the history of the Old Testament, God protecting the nation of Israel, you find example after example after example of God condoning warfare, of condoning the execution of those who violated principle and law. And that is how we have our foundation for law in this country now.
But it's not in the New Testament.
Yes, it is in the New Testament. Christ specifically says that he has come to fulfill the law. He has not come to condone or to contradict the law. So in making that statement, he is simply saying that everything in the Old Testament holds true.
All right, and I think you and I discussed this a little bit last week, and I don't want to go down a beaten road, but obviously there are things in Leviticus that would not hold water in the 21st century America. There are things in Leviticus that we would find that our laws have been made so that those rules and laws in Leviticus can't be carried out.
That's correct, but there's a difference there, Mac. The difference is we're talking about the Ten Commandments. Those basic foundations have never changed.
Thou shalt not kill.
Thou shalt not kill. But also, if you look in there, God commands in Romans chapter 13 that government is to exercise the authority of upholding the law and punishing those who disobey the law. And part of that punishment is an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth for those who have violated the law, who have taken innocent life. The death penalty is certainly appropriate.
Let me ask a question, Pastor, and this has been a long time since I've studied this, and is it the Latin? I'm not sure. And Mac made the statement in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill. Somewhere I remember in my studies a long time ago, because I'm certainly getting old here, that the word that should have been the definition should, thou shalt not murder.
That is correct. Unwarranted taking of life.
The unwarranted taking of life, and that was the true, when you go back to the original, before it was converted to the King James Version, right?
That is the Hebrew translation. That shall not take the unwarranted taking of life.
That's it. See, Mac, did you hear that? That's the difference. The unwarranted taking of life, thou shalt not murder, is the actual Hebrew way that was done. When the King James Version came out, they just put one word in, thou shalt not kill. Now, but the more pressing question here, and Mac, and I'm going to change gears on us a little bit with the pastor, is your question that you and I have had for the last several months, and that you and Mrs. Mac had in your 15-hour drive back from Missouri, St. Louis area, is what? And let's because that's it's a valid question. I got to believe that it's more than just you and I that are sitting here asking the question.
Well, I'm going to give you, did you hear the question, Michael, before we went to break last time?
I did not.
All right, I'm going to give you the question, and then when we come back, I want to debate this, because God, I'm telling you, he's placed a couple things on my heart in the last 4 or 5 or 6 weeks since we started this show, and I can't get him off of there. And every time I turn around, I start a conversation with somebody about these two questions. The first and least important one is, does God talk to us?
Okay.
And the second one, and this is the most important one that's just driving me crazy, does God allow bad things to happen to good people? Our guest is Michael Letts. He's a brilliant guy. He's a Baptist minister. He's the head of an organization called, what is it called, Invest?
Mm-hmm.
Michael, Invest?
Yes, sir. Invest USA.
InvestUSA.org. which raises money and gives vests to bulletproof vests to police officers and other people in the protection of our country. And when we, the people, somehow find in our taxes that we can't, just amazes me, that we can't spend money on bulletproof vests for our police officers. And that's his passion organization. And he's also a Baptist minister, so we're kind of doing a Monday version of View from the Pew here, live in Max World. And if we haven't told you lately, thanks for listening. We love our jobs, and we couldn't do it without you. In MaxWorldLive.com.
This is Max World Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
God, family, and America. And in that order. Yep, that's about right. Rooster is pretty old-fashioned when it comes to those things. God-fearing, with lots of questions about religion. He loves his family, his wife, two daughters, and three grandkids. Hopefully more to come, says Rooster. And truly an American patriot. A gun-toting, Harley-riding, take-no-crap-from-anybody kind of guy. That's a teddy bear deep inside. Rooster was born in Nashville, Tennessee. His mom and his pop come from the coal mining towns of southern Indiana and eastern Kentucky, where hard work, honesty, and respect, and the law, that's what shows what a man really is. When Rooster and Mac are on the airwaves, don't worry, you'll always know where Rooster stands on any issue. Unlike that wishy-washy, latte-drinking, tree-hugging, sell-your-country-down-the-river liberals that he can't stand. So when you want to hear a real American, make sure you listen every single day to Max World Live starring Rooster McRoberts. And by the way, if I haven't told you lately, thanks for listening to MaxWorldLive.com.
As our scene opens, we find Tom Coates from Consumer Credit of Des Moines dealing with a credit customer and her credit card company. We hear Tom ask,
"So, why did you charge so much?"
"Well, it was a mistake."
To which the credit card company replies,
"And now she has to pay for it. Wait a minute. Why did your company give her so much credit?"
"Because that's how we make money."
"I don't have enough money."
"That's not my problem." "That is your problem. Bad credit card debt is everyone's problem."
"She blew it. She doesn't know how to play the game."
"But she's still playing the game. She's getting counseling. As for you, you're fired."
Need someone to fire your credit card company? Call Consumer Credit of Des Moines, Iowa's largest credit counseling agency. Consumer Credit of Des Moines has 7 offices throughout Iowa. Call 1-800-955-5765, 800-955-5765, or find them on the web at consumercredit-dm.com.
Your Paper is your source for homemade papers, cardstocks, and unique paper gifts. They specialize in made-to-order custom wedding invitations, graphic design, and just about any other type of design project you might have. Your Paper offers an eclectic selection of gift items, perfect for just about any person on your list. They are pleased to offer small business graphic design ranging from company logos, marketing pieces, and more. Call today to set up an appointment with one of their qualified designers. Pure Paper is located in the historic East Village, 412 East 6th Street, or call for an appointment, 255-3533. Again, that's 255-3533.
Hi, this is Sam Acheson of Acheson Auto Works. Did you know that we've been serving our customers in Des Moines and surrounding suburbs since 1947? Yep, we like to call ourselves the professional repairers. Why? Because we're not a dealership. We don't sell cars. Repairing cars is not a sideline for us. It's our specialty. That's all we do. Now, I'm not picking on the dealerships. They're gorgeous facilities, way nicer than mine. But who do you think pays for those nice buildings? So you want to buy a new car or truck, you need warranty repairs, go to a dealership. After that, do yourself and your checkbook a favor. When your vehicle needs service or body work, drop the dealership, forget the franchise, align yourself with Acheson Auto Works. We have thousands of customers in Central Iowa. We'd like you for our customer, too. We won't let you down, I promise. We're Acheson Auto Works at 8000 University Boulevard in Clive.
Our reputation is your guarantee. Acheson Auto Works, you'll agree. You can trust Acheson Auto Works.
Prepare to broadcast worldwide.
You've discovered TalkZone.com.
TalkZone.com.
Max World Live starring Rooster McRoberts.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
MaxWorldLive.com.
21 minutes after the hour. Good morning. It's a Monday live in MaxWorldLive.com starring Rooster McRoberts. If you would like to see a visual component to this radio program, you can tune to MaxWorldLive.com, M-A-C-S, WorldLive.com, M-A-C-S, worldlive.com. We have a four-camera video system, which allows us to go back and forth between different HD cameras that we have here in the studio. We also have the ability to show live video. This is a video from Rooster's house, where he had four little new ones born the other day, little baby robins. And I'm sad to tell you that three of them survived, but they are out there happy now in the world. We also have the capability of showing our guests, such as Michael Letts today, who's one of our special guests. And we also have the ability to show our logos and things like that, that we are constantly able to show you different pictures, help explain better to you some of the intimacies of being on the radio. We also have pictures of our producer Dave, because Dave isn't in our studio and doesn't have cameras in Chicago. And that's the latest picture we have of Dave that was sent in by his girlfriend after he ran the Dam to Dam run the other day. And Dave, I don't know how you do the pierced nipples, though. That would bother me. I guess your girlfriend likes them, though. And so we're able to also split the screen as we're talking to Michael Letts today, who's a Baptist minister. And Michael, we appreciate you joining us today. And you said yesterday's sermon was on missions.
Missions and challenging our churches to be more involved in their local communities. And we emphasized that and did a demonstration on that by actually donating bulletproof vests to our local law enforcement officers and challenging churches across the country to follow suit.
And do you think they will heed your call?
I think some will, and some, unfortunately, probably will not. But my point from the pulpit was whether you give bulletproof vests to law enforcement officers in your community or decide to take food down to a shelter, whatever you do, take a cause and make it happen. People are tired of chat with no action.
And that is Michael Letts, who's a Baptist minister, and we are very glad to have him on the radio today. And, again, his organization is very simple. It's called InvestUSA.org, and you can look it up and give money, and they buy bulletproof vests for police officers throughout this country. It is a shame that we have to do it as a private entity when we see so much taxpayer dollars just being wasted on bridges to nowhere and organizations that produce hate and promote inequality in this country. But the bottom line is that we as citizens have to step up and make something like that happen. And Michael is one of those guys that's making that happen. All right, Michael, let's start with my first question. My first question that I asked. Remember what that was?
No, I don't remember.
Guys still talk to us.
Yeah, and here's where this came up. I had a good friend of mine on, Pastor Davey Bloom, the other day, a couple weeks ago, and I said that since the beginning of time, the moment I was born, I've always heard a voice in my head, and that's God talking to me. And I don't think I'm special because of that. I don't think I'm gifted because of that. That's just the way it is. I guess it's like someone who looks in the mirror and sees a different color of skin, and they don't think they're less or more. It's just the way it is. But I have found out, and in the conversation we had with Davey Bloom, Davey said that he didn't hear God's voice, and he didn't know anybody that talked to him that way. And, Rooster, you had said the same thing, that you had never heard God's voice.
Not one time in my life. I mean, I've heard these stories. I've been in church since I was a baby, Pastor. I mean, I basically, born on the pews almost. And, you know, you hear these women get up, and men too, for that matter, get up and testify. And I don't mean to be rude, but, you know, oh, yeah, I got up this Sunday morning and Jesus was sitting on a biscuit. And that's the feeling I get. I mean, when somebody says, God talks to me daily, come on. To me, I understand why he doesn't talk to me. He's got bigger fish to fry than worry about this old rooster. I can tell you that right now.
That's a very good point.
Thank you.
All right. So, and what happened after that show is I started wondering if I was wrong, if I was crazy, if somewhere when I was an itty bitty little baby laying in the orphanage in Omaha, Nebraska, if I had somehow gotten the idea that this voice I heard in my head was that of God's And in fact, it's my own voice. It's a voice that I've created. And it's really driven me crazy for 2 weeks. So,
I'm glad it's on your mind. We can answer the question.
All right, go for it.
Well, first of all, we have to define, what does God talk to us about? What does God speak? And God has already clearly laid that out in the Bible. And we need to lay down, like, shall I say, the ground rules. God would never, quote-unquote, talk to you about anything that would contradict what is in his word. So the first and foremost is to have God to talk to us. First of all, we have to spend time reading what he has already written to us.
Yep.
Most people that I talk to, when they say God talks to me, have never bothered to read what God has written. The question would be, is why would God talk to somebody when he's already given him his word and they've never bothered to read it to begin with? Second of all, once you follow that path, a person that has a personal relationship with God, and that can only be done through a relationship with his son, Jesus Christ, God does then give his spirit to that person, and that spirit communicates or talks to that person, not outwardly, but what he does by that is he reminds that person or he convicts that person. When you're doing something you shouldn't be doing, it's called your conscience. Your conscience is part of a communication with God. That is true, but only those people who have a relationship with God through his son Christ can have that kind of communication with his spirit. People that go out and verbally say, I was talking to God, and God told me that I shouldn't walk across the street this morning, God would never communicate something that is not in his word. So that is simply not applicable and not true. But God does continually communicate with those who are his children to remind them to apply the principles that we find in Scripture. You can't apply those principles if you haven't read them. Short answer to your question, God's Spirit will communicate with you and remind you to follow and obey what is in his word. But he does not do anything outside of what's already in his word.
So it's not him personally speaking to you, it's his Spirit prompting you. Is that a good way to put it?
That is correct. And his Spirit only prompts you when you have a relationship with him.
Well, I believe that Mac has a relationship with his Father, God, as he calls it. I truly believe that. I mean, there's never been a time in my experience with Mac that I would disagree with that. But I think defining where these thoughts and these prompts are coming from maybe needs to be defined. Or let me ask you this, Pastor, does it really matter?
It doesn't matter in this sense. Let's use an illustration. If you're trying to decide, gee, should I handle this problem? How should I handle this problem this way? Should I hide it? Should I lie about it? Should I cheat? Should I, et cetera? Then God's prompting will be telling you, my word says that you shouldn't lie. You shouldn't steal. You shouldn't cheat. Those are God's promptings and communications with you. If you're wondering, well, God just want me to wear a blue shirt or a red shirt today, that is bogus thinking. That is not a prompting by God as to what to wear. God prompts you only on what is in his word, nothing else.
Okay.
Our guest is, are you a reverend, pastor?
Both titles apply.
All right. How do they refer to you back at home?
Pastor.
Pastor Michael Letts, who is a Baptist minister in, where are you again, in South Carolina, North Carolina?
Columbia, South Carolina.
Columbia, South Carolina. And he has an amazing organization. He's been on the radio with us here once before. We hope to have him back many times. His organization is called InvestUSA.org, and they raise money to buy bulletproof vests for police officers across this country that their department does not pay for that themselves. And we're kind of having a theological conversation today on whether God talks to you. All right, so what you're telling me. So if I'm... And I want to try to bring up an instance that would be. So this morning I'm driving into work, and I had spent 15 hours on the road this weekend. My wife and I drove to St. Louis and back for a meeting. And Michael, just so you know, I do not like to travel. I do not like to stay in hotel rooms. I'm very frugal. I enjoy meeting people, which is a real conflict because obviously the only way you get to meet new people is to travel and you know, I met some amazing people this last week. So it's kind of a contradiction, but I'm not a good traveler. And so as I was driving into work today, and I realized that and I know this is going to sound silly, but this is what happened. I got in the car, started the car, pulled out of the driveway, and I am on E. I mean, I'm below E, all right? And I push the button that says, miles to empty, and it says I have 27. And usually I can go about down to 15 miles. And from the studio to my house is about 3 miles. So I just thought to myself, well, God, am I going to be okay if I drive in now, or should I stop and get gas? And the feeling I had, the voice I heard, the message I got was, no, you're okay. Just go to work and fill up when you're done. Now, that's the kind of conversation I feel I've always had with my Father God. It has been a walking down the street type of conversation.
That's the kind of conversation God wants you to have with him.
All right. Well, that's the kind of conversation I have with him. And I have since, I mean, I remember the day my relationship with my Father God started. I was raised Episcopalian, and I was an altar boy. I was one of the few kids you ever meet that wanted to go to church. And it was a Saturday morning, and we were having acolyte training. And I said to Mr. Kies, we were talking about the fact that I was adopted. And I said, well, you know, I really don't have a father. I'll never forget this. I'm sitting on the red carpeted stairs, and he's over by the communion rail. And I said, I don't have a father. And he turned to me and very gently said, Mac, you have a father. His name is Father God, and he is truly your father, and you will always have him as your father. Now, if you know any Episcopalians, you know that we don't talk about faith and values very much. We're more into coffee hour. But from that moment on, and I must have been 7 or 8 years old, I have had an ongoing relationship conversation with my Father God. Is the conversation I had with him this morning, driving down the road, is that genuinely from him, or am I inventing that?
Well, I think you need to classify it. First of all, God is concerned about every intimate detail of our lives. And God wants us to have a conversation with him the same as we would with any other people. What we've been defining, or what I thought we were defining on the air, is oftentimes you will have people that will say, I just had a conversation with God this morning, and he told me that the end of the earth is going to occur next week.
No.
Or he'll say, you know, I just had a conversation with God, and God said that gay marriages were okay. Point being is, God would never prompt you to anything that's contrary to his word, and God never has conversations with people to add or subtract to his word. But God does have intimate discussions with people. He wants you to have communication with him through prayer on a daily basis. And he wants to know about every intimate detail of your life. He wants you to ask, you know, what should I do today? I mean, what do you think of my gas situation? Do I have no gas or not? The problem is, though, is God only prompts us for things according to his word. Let me use your illustration. Had you felt like, okay, it was fine to go to work, God prompted me to go to work without gas, and what if you'd have run out of gas? Would you have then said that God misled you? Or
No.
Good point, Pastor.
I am blessed with the fact that I'd like to say I never blame God for bad things happening, and that's going to be the second part of our conversation. I'm just not like that. If something goes bad in my life, I don't shake my fist at God and challenge him. I happen to know that if one of my children or my wife died today in the most horrific way we can imagine, I would never look up and blame God and ask God why that happened. I just, not my deal.
Right. Well, most people would not do that, Mac. Most people do blame God. And the point back on the discussion we're having now is God wants you through prayer to, he wants you to feel free to tell him everything that's on your mind. He wants to have an intimate relationship and discussion with you. But in terms of communication, he will prompt you on things according to his word, what you should and shouldn't do biblically. But God, like I said, God doesn't tell us, you know, should you get gas, should you not get gas, should you wear a red shirt, should you wear a blue shirt.
Right.
If not, the guy doesn't want to know what your concerns are, he does.
Well, wouldn't that be, I mean, God has blessed us with what I like to call free will.
And common sense.
No disrespect, Mac, but here we go. If you're on E, that doesn't mean excitement, okay? It means go fill up with gas. Again, it gets to my whole point. God ain't got time for that stuff. Does he have time? Sure. But is he going to minimize himself? One believes there's a God. Is he going to minimize himself to helping you? No, that's what he gave you common sense for. Use it.
So what you're telling me then, Rooster, is that you don't think I have that conversation with God.
I think at times, I'm going to just say it how it is. You know how I am. No, I do not believe that you have conversations with God on a daily basis. I believe because of your relationship with your Father, that His Spirit that was placed in you when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in that Spirit. And I believe that that intercessor, I believe that that Spirit helps you on a daily basis every single day. And you get that feeling. They're not talking to you. There's not voices talking to you. You're defining it that way. I don't believe God is talking to you. I believe that that Spirit is motivating you, moving you around, helping you make decisions. Pastor, did I say that somewhat correctly? I mean, I'm deferring to you.
Yes. And Mac, what I view it as is your discussions, if they're in an attitude of prayer, because it says in Philippians that we're to pray without ceasing. If your attitude of prayer, if you're having a prayer attitude towards God, God expects you to be able to tell Him anything that's on your mind, and He will prompt you with His Spirit in terms of what should be the right thing to do when it comes from a scriptural standpoint, or it's a violation of Scripture or not. God does not verbally or audibly communicate with us in any form or fashion.
So the voice I hear in my head is what?
That's your conscience.
Yeah.
And it's not possible for God to place those words in my mind, in my conscience, and for me to hear His voice?
I think we're having a play on words. It is very possible for your conscience to be telling you what is the right thing to do based on Scripture. That is God's Spirit. But for actual audible words and voices, no.
I disagree.
But that's okay, Mac. You know what? And I spent some time this weekend thinking about this because I knew that Pastor was going to be on. You know what? If, in fact, these things make you a better person make us a better person than we were, then you knock yourself out. I mean, I think that it's great because it makes you the good person that you are.
Well, I just can't imagine. I can imagine being deaf. You know, in this business, I've been doing this 32 years, and we wear headphones, and I already can tell at age 50 that I'm a little hard of hearing.
Yeah, me too.
I can imagine being deaf. I know blind people, and I can imagine being blind. I can imagine what it would be like to not have one of my kids or my wife. I can imagine. It strikes me with grief, but I can imagine. But I can't imagine that voice in my head that is God being silent.
Well, and I think it's important, Mac, to remember this, that the voice, that we'll use that word, that classification that you refer to, as long as that voice is telling you to do what is the right thing to do according to Scripture, whether you define it as a voice or whether you define it as a conscience, is totally your definition. But when you have that voice, for lack of a better word, telling you to do things that are outside of Scripture, and then to imply that that's a conversation with God would not be accurate.
Yeah, and I think that Pastor's done a good job, Mac, to just use that as your guidepost.
All right, so, okay, all right. Well, I don't know what to say.
Let me just say this, and then we'll go to the second part. We'll go to the second part. That's okay. The bottom line is all he's asking you to do, all Pastor Davey Bloom's even asked you to do is, look, base everything on the Bible. If that's your textbook, okay, because it's not everybody's. I mean, we've got folks on the chat that would not agree with what I'm about to say, but let's just assume that's your textbook, that's your history manual, that's your foundation. All that Pastor is doing here is saying, and even Davey Bloom when he's been on, is, as long as it's not contradictory, as long as it doesn't contradict the Bible, okay, then you're fine. It's okay.
Exactly, Mac. I mean, look here. Every morning throughout the day, I talk to God all the time. And I talk back to myself. And that's, I think, part of the human process of how we work through issues. But I'm always very careful that when I'm talking back to myself, that anything I'm saying to myself is not outside the bounds of Scripture. Because if it is, then I know that I'm getting bad advice. I'm giving myself bad advice.
Our guest is Pastor Michael Letts from North Carolina?
South Carolina. South Carolina.
Why do you people need a line between your state? It's just the Carolinas.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Yeah, why do we have to have a North and South?
I believe there needs to be a North and South, obviously, because I am from south of the Mason-Dixon line. But that's the only line I'm concerned with.
I agree with that.
Thank you, sir.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we are going to have the opportunity to talk about the next question that has been burning a hole in my brain for the last 6 or 8 weeks. And that is, does God allow, and I think allow is the operative term, does God allow bad things to happen to good people? We'll talk about that when we come back. Live on TalkZone.com, I'm J. Michael McCoy along with Rooster McRoberts, and we thank you for listening. We love our jobs, and we couldn't do it without
them. This is MaxWorld Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
Grandpa is amazing. At least that's what Sydney, my 5-year-old granddaughter, says. Yeah, I taught her to say that. You know, I'm passionate, and I love being a dad to my 4 kids and a grandpa to my 3 kids and a husband to my wife. My wife always says it takes 20 years to train a good husband. Thank heavens my wife is a patient woman. I'm passionate about my relationships and believe each one begins with a conversation. In MaxWorld, I explore people and their passions. When you first meet me, the first question out of my mouth is, what are you passionate about? And then the relationship begins. I have other passions, including my marriage to my wife, my children, my relationship with my Father God. I'm kind of religious, and great talk radio. So whether it be politics, relationships, sex, or religion, no subject is taboo. And Rooster makes it all the more interesting with his down-home Southern opinions and attitude. So welcome to Max World Live starring Rooster McRoberts. And as I always say, thanks for listening. I love my job, and I couldn't do it without you here at MaxWorldLive.com.
At Sensual Bodywear Broad Doctors, work at expos, fitness centers, spas, and clinics, as well as offices and homes. Essential Bodywear's goal is to make bra shopping fun and exciting with a high level of service that uplifts and supports women. There are less than 400 independent representatives in 42 states. With 85% of women wearing the wrong size and style bra, EBW Certified Bra Doctors have struck a chord with women throughout the country. Essential Bodywear offers a fantastic career plan, training, incentives, trips, and many great opportunities for growth and success. For more information on pursuing a career with Essential Bodywear Bra Doctor, please visit www.broaddoctor911.com and click on the opportunities link. That's www.broaddoctor911.com.
Here's the right prescription for every woman. Call Broad Doctor 911.
You know, I'm passionate about great local talk radio. But I'm also passionate about the great American dream. That's owning your own home. And even in today's real estate market, it's a great time to buy your new home. And that's what I do when I'm not talking to you on the radio. I help Iowa's families find their next home. As a licensed real estate agent for Coldwell Banker Mid-America Group and with over 30 years of buying and selling real estate experience, my other passion is to help you find your new home. We'll tour every home on the market until we find your dream home. And as a buyer's broker, I work exclusively with you, the home buyer, giving you the best service and real estate advice possible. So when you're ready to look for your new dream home, talk to me, J. Michael McCoy, Mac at McCoy.net, a proud member of the Coldwell Banker Mid-America Group.
Hey, Doug here, the MaxWorld Live Tech Angel. Whether you're 8 or 80, I bet you look for information online first, right? You need to start marketing online. Create Wow Media works with companies to accelerate their online success by compressing the learning curve. You don't have time to learn the nuts and bolts of technology, but don't worry. Focus on what you're good at, and we'll do the same. Let Create Wow Media provide you the platform that engages potential clients and tells your story. CreateWowMedia.com.
You're listening to TalkZone.com.
TalkZone.com.
Internet Talk Radio.
Max
MaxWorld Live, starring Rooster McRoberts.
Well, I have a microphone, and you don't.
Phone lines are open at 1-888-GO-4IT.
You will listen to every word I have to say!
MaxWorldLive.com.
14 before the top of the hour, live in MaxWorldLive.com on TalkZone.com. So many .com places to go. Wherever you find us, we appreciate you taking the time to find us. If you want to see a visual component of this radio program, you can do so when you go to MaxWorldLive.com. It is a four-camera HD system with lots of fun little graphics. It's kind of what I do while Superman is over here flapping his mouth. And make sure that we've got some good pictures. We do have another picture that we think we found of our producer, Dave. We go to Google and just put in producer Dave Chicago. And we showed this one last week. And I want you to know something, Rooster. He hasn't argued with this picture. He has not said that this is not him.
I wouldn't argue with that picture either.
This may very well be Dave. I'm not sure, but it may very well be Dave. Think it could be?
It could be.
Okay.
It could be.
Depending on
whether the system works on a daily basis. If the system crashes, then underdog he ain't.
Well, it also could be this picture. Because this.
What? I didn't see it.
Could be him too, don't you think? Could be Dave, don't you think? Could be? Never mind.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just fooling around.
That's a little freaky right now.
Pastor Michael Letts is our guest today, and we're just having some talk on faith and values. About 8 minutes left in the program, so let's move to the next question. We'll probably have to have you back on this one. Here's the question, Pastor. Does God allow bad things to happen to good people? And everybody that I get into this conversation with, we end up defining this question down to the word allow. So I'll have you take it from there, and we'll see what you say. Does God allow bad things to happen to good people?
Is he there?
Michael?
Hello?
Hello? I wonder if we may have lost him.
Oh, my.
Michael, are you there?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now. Thanks.
Got you now. Okay.
Somebody clicked the wrong button. But no, the bottom line to your question is that yes, God does allow it. And there's a reason why God allows it, and that's because God gave us a free will. When you consider, I often use this illustration from the pulpit. If you had the option to be either loved by a robot that was programmed to love you, or to be loved by someone who made the choice to love you, which would you take? You know, in Genesis it says that we're created in God's image. And God created us with a free will. Part of the consequence of having a free will is that oftentimes, in the exercising of that free will, we create bad circumstances. And God allows those bad circumstances because of the fact of our free will choosing to do so. And sometimes other people's free will in choosing to do so causes negative consequences for everyone around. But for God to intervene would mean that he would then remove the ability of free will, and you get back to the issue, what would you rather have? Somebody that loves you because they choose to love you, or somebody to love you because they have no other choice?
Well, obviously, I would prefer to be loved by someone who chooses to love me, but that also means that they can choose to stop loving me.
That is correct.
So that puts a lot of emphasis on conditional love. And the thing I love about God is it's unconditional love. I don't wake up in the morning and wonder if that terrible thing I did in the middle of the night or last night or yesterday or the day before has caused God to stop loving me.
No, see, God never stops loving us. God's love is unconditional. But God also, because of his unconditional love, created us with a free will. And when he created us with a free will, he knew that part of the consequence of creating us with a free will was that we would have the ability to choose to accept him or to reject him. We would have the ability to choose what's right and what is wrong. And because we have that ability, oftentimes when we make choices that are the wrong choices, there are always a consequence for every choice that we make. Sometimes there are consequences to others outside of us. But God does not choose to intervene to relieve us from those consequences, because if he were to do so, he would then be removing our free will.
And we never learn anything from them.
Never learn anything. And that gets back to the issue that we just talked about, Mac. if God removed our free will, then we would all be loving God because we had no choice, not because we made the choice.
Right.
All right, but and gosh darn it, we're going to run out of time again, so this is just another invitation to have you back again someday, sir.
I'd be delighted to.
We appreciate your time, but here's my challenge with that, is if God can choose when he steps into our life and intervenes, is that what I hear you saying? That he will allow something bad to happen to somebody because we have the free will to choose it?
He will allow bad things to happen to us because we have made choices, not just for ourselves, but other people have made choices that produce consequences.
All right, so that
to go in and stop those consequences would then be removing our ability for free will, and God's not going to do that.
So why doesn't when we pray for healing, when we pray for miracles, when we pray for things that we need in our life, why doesn't God give us those?
Very simply, sometimes he does. There has been healing. Sometimes God does not do that because there's a lesson to be learned. Sometimes God does not do that because it's not in his ultimate plan. There's a greater good that comes through that circumstance than it would be had we not gone through that circumstance. And we're not God, so we can't determine oftentimes what that greater good is, but God knows.
So loving God's a crapshoot?
No.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah. We can't depend on him.
Whoa.
Hold on. Let me finish. We can't depend on him to stop bad things from happening, and we can't expect him to come in and make good things happen.
Well, I think you missed the point, Mac. The point is that God is God, and God knows ultimately what is best for all involved. So either we make the decision to trust God and not question in terms of us dictating to God what we think is best, because if we do that, then we become ourselves God. We place ourselves on the same position as God is. I know more than you do, God. I know what's better than you don't. We either trust God to override and to do exactly what is best, even if it is going through bad circumstances and allowing those bad circumstances, because we may not be able to see what's best at the end of the horizon, or we choose to place ourselves as gods and make those decisions. That's a pretty scary thing to do, because when you think about it, if you're going to place yourself as God, you really have no control over circumstance. You really cannot decide what the outcome will be. Only God can.
Our guest has been Pastor Michael Letts from the great state of South Carolina. He has an organization called InvestUSA.org, which raises money for bulletproof vests for police officers all around our country. And we would encourage you to check out that website, InvestUSA.org. And maybe part of your tithe this month goes down there. Maybe rather than giving to the Red Cross, you give a little money there. Maybe you don't go out for lunch today. Maybe you drive a few extra miles less. Maybe you somehow find $5, $50, $500, whatever works, and you put it in their fund, investusa.org. And that helps to buy bulletproof vests for our men and women who stand by and protect us on a day-to-day basis. Pastor Letts, it's a pleasure. We look forward to having you back again soon.
My privilege. Y'all have a blessed day.
You also. And for all of us here at MaxWorldLive.com, we thank you for listening. Everybody on TalkZone.com, we encourage you to turn over to Max, MacsWorldLive.com, as Des Moines Local and Live now continues live from MaxWorldLive.com.
This is MaxWorld Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
Hey, Tech Angel Doug here from Create Wow Media. We brought this show from the Stone Age to the Web Age. Create Wow Media helps companies amplify their online brands through multimedia. Where do you look for information first? Are you spending marketing dollars to become findable on the web? Or still hoping your old brochure website will bring you new business? Contact us today to discover how you can amplify your company's online brand. CreateWowMedia.com, the online brand amplifiers.
Your Paper is your source for homemade papers, cardstocks, and unique paper gifts. They specialize in made-to-order custom wedding invitations, graphic design, and just about any other type of design project you might have. Your Paper offers an eclectic selection of gift items, perfect for just about any person on your list. They are pleased to offer small business graphic design ranging from company logos, marketing pieces, and more. Call today to set up an appointment with one of their qualified designers. Pure Paper is located in the historic East Village, 412 East 6th Street, or call for an appointment, 255-3533. Again, that's 255-3533.
3533.
The way to go is Hi-Low, the only name you need.
When you hire a roofing and gutter company, you need to know who you're hiring. Haplo is the company to know because they do roofing, seamless gutters, siding, and windows. And pay after the completed job meets your satisfaction. Call 961-4370. Over a decade of installation projects in Iowa award Haplo a long list of references that can attest to their reputation. Call 961-4370. Today, Haplo Roofing, Seamless Gutters, and Siding and Windows has a large fleet of vehicles, trained professionals, and state-of-the-art equipment. Because of this, you'll receive a quick turnaround. 961-4370. Haplo carries extensive insurance coverage to protect both the customer and the company's employees. Call 961-4370 for an estimate today. That's 961-4370. Residential and commercial roofing, gutters, siding, and window. Haplo, the only name you need to know.
The way to go is Haplo, the only name you need to know.